After my morning ritual of shave, teeth, shower, make a cup of coffee, the very next thing that happens for me is that I wander into my study, I close the door, and I spend half an hour or so with God. Now, the big temptation is to get distracted. What's coming on the email overnight? How many likes did I get on Facebook? What's in the news? These days, technology being what it is, the whole world is ready and waiting for you in the palm of your hand. And I think it's because of that that we've forgotten how to settle down quietly and spend some time with God, to, in essence, wait on God. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The concept of waiting for anything these days is almost like, hang on a minute, why do I want to wait for something? We live in an instant world. Hey, most of us get touchy when the internet's running a bit too slow or if two people ahead of us in the ATM queue are mucking around. Wait, wait! But just let these words sink into your heart. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, the soul that seeks him. How do you kick your mornings off? Is there any time there for waiting on the Lord? Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with a man about exercise, and he said, well, I don't really have time. So I asked him, do you have time to get sick? Do you have time to be tired and drowsy? Because there are some of the consequences of not getting enough exercise. So if perhaps you find yourself too busy to wait on God, let me ask you, do you have time to miss out on the goodness of God? Because that's the full effect of this scripture here. God is good to those who wait for him. And that word wait means to look for eagerly, to hope, to expect, to anticipate, to linger in that place. I think in this world of 24/7 connectivity and instant gratification, so many people are missing out on the goodness of God in their day because they've forgotten how to wait on him. So here's the challenge that I believe God is setting before you today. Build in just a bit of time, 10, 15, 20 minutes of quiet time alone with him, and spend some of it just waiting on God. Reading his word, yes. Praying, yes. But also waiting quietly, hoping, expecting, anticipating the goodness of God, because he is good to those who wait for him. That's God's word, fresh for you today.